Hello, Progheads. This is the Progressive Track Show, and my name is Mike. I've hosted this show on FM radio now for a bit over 3 years. Of course, if you follow the show, you know that. That was more for those of you who are new. But I want to welcome everyone to the show, number 162 on KPTZ, but only the second ever on Progzilla Radio. Last week I mentioned who to blame on the Progzilla team for me being here. This time I'd like to thank the KPTZ Board of Directors for supporting this joint venture with Progzilla Radio. One of my challenges on this show is how to speak to everyone. At KPTZ we have all kinds of listeners, while at Progzilla Radio, well, I'm assuming y'all just love progressive rock. So if some of my comments sound strange, think of who else might be listening in. Or just go ahead and think I'm strange. That works too. More chat later, but I'm going to start off tonight with a recent debut release from a Seattle band called Nosratep, with a song close to my heart. It's called Many Years of Therapy.
We'll be right back. I'm Jason Rubenstein, and you're listening to Progressive Tracks on KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend's eclectic, authentic, and now progressively rockin' community radio.
That was Nosratep with Many Years of Therapy from their new album called First Album. Clever. Nosratep is a trio and the creation of drummer Mike Peterson, who is well known in the Seattle area, even when he spells his name backwards. Get it? Nosratep is on Facebook. So I played that for two reasons. First is probably something you've never heard of, and I hope I can bring something different to Progzilla Radio, just like I've been doing at KPTZ for 3 years. Hey, if I played the same music as other DJs, there would be no reason to listen to me, right? Second, I played that because if you listen on Progzilla Radio, you need to know where I come from and hear my influences. So everything I play tonight will be fairly local for me, but please don't mistake that as a substitute for quality. Okay, enough of the gab. Let's get back to the music. Next up, Bone Cave Ballet with Breakup Yoga.
Bye.
That was Bone Cave Ballet, which is a quartet that includes a married couple, Jackie Gilroy and Jeff Blancato. They're just getting back together after having a baby. Jackie and Jeff, that is, not the rest of the group. So I'm hoping for a new release sometime soon. You can find Bone Cave Ballet on Bandcamp. You're listening to KPTZ 91.9 FM Port Townsend's Prague Connection, and the only one in the state of Washington. Aren't we lucky? And Progressive Tracks is now carried to far-off places on
Proxima Radio!
May I digress for a moment? I'm so excited about being on Progzilla Radio at progzilla.com. No, really. I know my delivery probably doesn't make that so obvious, but I am excited. With the august group of DJs at Progzilla, well, I'm feeling a bit inadequate. Hell, I'm probably not even a DJ. I'm self-trained, you know. I don't have formal DJ training. I'm not a musician. So knowing this, how can I compete with Pete Jones's show? I can't. How can I compete with Francis Dunnery's show? I can't. How can I compete with Cliff Pearson's knowledge? He's just brilliant. I can't compete. I can't. So I won't. I'm like the straight man in a comedy routine. I fill in the bits, but I'm not the one with the magnetism. So what you're going to get is Mike's show, with Mike, and some music picked by Mike, and occasionally an opinion or two from Mike, and tidbits of information here and there. And maybe at the end of a certain show, you'll think you spent your time well. That's what I'm offering to you, and I'm hoping you'll accept. So for the three or so of you that remain, let's get back to the music, shall we? So remember way back in the day when you put on an album side and laid down on your bed to really listen to something? I'll always remember the first time I heard Wish You Were Here. Blown away? No. Transformed. Keep that in mind when you listen to my favorite Seattle band, Moraine. You may have heard of them because they did play at Nearfest back in 2010 and impressed the crowd with their dynamic sound. But I'll let you decide for yourself just how good they are, and about that transformation thing, as you listen to The Okanagan Lobe by Moraine. Wow. I'm just more impressed every time I hear Moraine, and this is one of many, many times I've listened to them. Such execution. Any question in your mind why they're my favorite local band? And I will tell you that they do the same thing live. Dennis Ray is one of the great unsung guitarists in Prague, and another married couple, Alicia and Jim DeJoie, on violin and sax, give Moraine a very distinct sound. Check them out on Moon June Records. Oh, and Dennis, Alicia, and Jim recently teamed up with John Davis in a brand new group called Zhang Yu that I will definitely play on another show. And Dennis is also part of Flame Tree with Nick Turner, who will play at the Sonic Rock Solstice Festival in Birmingham. No, let me try it again. Birmingham. Is that better? Anyway, that's on June 19th. And another buddy of mine, Jack Gold Molina, will be there on drums. All I can tell you is I've seen them, and they wowed.
Proxilla Radio!
This is KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend's eclectic, authentic, and now progressively rockin' community radio station. This is still Progressive Tracks, I'm still Mike, and we're still proggin' on for another 30 minutes. Okay, more local favorites. And this is one I bet is new to you as well. Pink Octopus. Sound familiar? Well, if not, you'll be familiar with them in a few minutes. This is Cosmic Background Radiation by Pink Octopus. We'll be right back. What a great mix of groove and prog and funk, and Pink Octopus has a sound that just makes me happy. And I get to see them live. That's from a digital-only release from last year on Bandcamp called Metamorphosis. Pink Octopus, check them out.
Hi, this is Howard Sinclair, and you're listening to Progzilla Radio.
This is the Progressive Track Show with Mike, making your least favorite DJ your second least favorite DJ. Hey, at least my music is decent. Next up, Spontaneous Rex. Hard to describe this band's sound. Let's just say I love them. And that's why you'll hear a tune called Anea from their latest album called Come at the King. Here's Spontaneous Rex.
Thank you.
Okay, so that's some sweet experimental jazz married with avant rock from a band that goes by the name of Spontaneous Rex. And they can pull that off in their live shows as well. The song was Anea from a 2014 album called Come at the King. Once again, on Bandcamp. This is KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend, Washington, where prog rules. For an hour on Sunday mornings and Monday nights. And hey, now Thursday nights or Friday mornings if you're in the UK or Europe. Hey, we take what we can get, right?
This is Progzilla Radio, the UK's first dedicated progressive rock music radio network.
Panther Attack. Let me just let them do the talking with their music. This song is She Who Erases by Panther Attack.
Proxilla Radio.
That was Seattle's Panther Attack with a great tune called She Who Erases. If you like post-rock, you need to check out Panther Attack. Album's on Bandcamp. Jim Bartz. His name is probably familiar to those of you who follow ambient music. Well, Jim is a Seattle resident. I'm lucky to have met him, and his Pictures of Earth and Space album is one of the classics. So here's a tune from that. It's called Observations. Jim Bartz. Just heavenly stuff from Jim Bartz. That was Observations from his Pictures of Earth and Space album. And I should mention that Jim is working on a very cool project called String Station that is basically a one-man 40-string wrecking crew of sound. You can find that at stringstation.com. And that Pictures of Earth and Space album is available at most major outlets like CD Baby. One final band tonight, and I've saved the least known surprise band for you. Their name is Ismusia, and they come from a tiny town on a peninsula about 25 miles from me called Kingston. They're young, they're talented, and you need to hear them. This is Ismusia. Isthmusia are smooth. Did you enjoy that? Well, they were pretty much unknown when they opened last year's Seattle's Festival of Progressive and Avant Rock, and they blew everyone away. And they're actually better live. And they're working on their second album as I speak. Bandcamp, again, is the place where Isthmusia's work resides. Oh, and that tune was A Testament to Abnegation. Check them out, just so you can say that you knew them when they were young. Well, I hope the music tonight has given you a feel for what's available in my local area. Definitely different here than anywhere else, but oh so wonderful to be able to access these musicians live on a regular basis. Well, time's up. I just want to say another huge thank you to Cliff Pearson for having confidence in me to add something to the already stellar Progzilla lineup of DJs who are far more qualified than I. But I do hope you enjoyed the show and heard some new music that you want to explore. That's why I started my radio show 3 years ago, to spread the word. And you can help spread the word, too, about the bands I played for you on the show and about Progzilla Radio itself. That's the best way to ensure we'll all be able to continue this fun. For Progzilla Radio, KPTZ 91.9 FM, and the Progressive Track Show, this is Mike, urging you, as always, to support local musicians and to prog on.